I've grown a lot of strawberry varieties over the years. It's fun to try the different varieties and see what does well and how you like the flavor and how they freeze and all that sort of thing. And one year I put Sparkle Supreme in the mix. And again, it's one of those that just really stood out. The flavor, it was that complex of sweet and tart that makes it full of flavor. And it's a great strawberry flavor. Literally since that year, this is the only strawberry I've grown, except for just trying some new things, but nothing really so far has topped it. And it's not just me. I visited a sort of what you might describe a back to the earth guy who lived at the end of a long lane and had his own log house that he built from trees on the land and no electricity, and was living off of the land. Consequently, he's very knowledgeable about what does well and what doesn't, what tastes good and what doesn't, because he's living it every day. And I was just touring his place, and we were looking at all the great things he had there. And we came to the strawberries. And having grown a lot of strawberries, I said, oh, well, you know, what variety is it? And he said, well, it's Sparkle. Because that's all I grow anymore, because it's so much better. And, of course, then we shared our experiences. But that's pretty much the reaction. You know, if you're tasting strawberries and you give somebody this one, changes the dialogue, it changes what's going on, it changes the way people react, and they always are like, ooh, that's good. You know, that is good. And it freezes well. You can make jams out of it. I like to freeze them individually on a tray and then put them in a freezer bag so they don't stick together. And I use them all through the year to put on cereal and things, you know, breakfast cereal as a topping. And of course they have, strawberries are a little bundle of antioxidants, vitamin C. I think they have more vitamin C than an orange. And strawberries just come back. They spread, you know, they spread every year. They come back every year. Sparkle is resistant to red steel and leaf spot. And red steel is one of the real killers that'll kill off a complete planting. And I've never had any trouble. It's probably been 15 years now I've been growing Sparkle. So it's a great strawberry. And it's a June bearer, so it's not an ever bearer. But it has great flavor and it's very productive. And I wouldn't grow anything else in spite of trying a lot of them. Sparkle is it.